pastor there not long. I said, that's where my grandpa come from. And he left his parents there and some more of his kin folks. And I said, we come through there and saw the name his grocery on a big, she said, well, yeah, we've got some there. I said, my Sunday school teacher's a and says she's an old maid. I said, well, that's it. I reckon they had old maids in my grandpa's family.
My goodness. When I call home, I'll have to ask my folks about that.
Yeah, see how many you can find around there.
Yes, ma'am. That's interesting. Well, was the grandfather from North Carolina, what was his occupation?
He was a farmer.
He was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And I guess his wife was a housewife?
Yes.
Do you know anything at all about your grandparents' schooling, how far along they got? Did you ever hear your parents talk about it?
I don't believe I did. Now, Mama's parents moved off of yonder, and I don't know a thing about their schooling. And I don't know anything about Grandpa's, and all that I know about Grandma's school, I don't know anything about the schooling, but I do know she could read and read a lot.
Yes, ma'am.
And she read the Bible over and over and over, and that's all I know about schooling now.
Yes,
I just
ma'am.
Know she could read good.
I see. Now, your husband, did you say he was 65 when he died?
64.
Is he from Simpson County?
Yeah. No, I started to say he was born in Harrisburg, but he wasn't. He was born in Wisner, Louisiana. Mm. And then when he was a little boy, they moved back here. But now his daddy was raised up here at Harrisville, just below Black Braxton. It's a little country town out from the railroad out there.
That's in Simpson County.
Mm-hmm.
So his father was from here.
Yeah.
I see. Y'all went to the same church?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. What about your husband's schooling? How far along did he get?
He told me he just finished the seventh grade, too.
Same as you. I see. Y'all didn't go to the same school, did you?
No, I didn't know him till about, well, in December before we married the next September.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. About 9 months.
Yes, ma'am. Was he interested in any kind of civic club or social club or church group, anything like that?
Now, he was a great church man, and he was a deacon and was the chairman of the board of deacons here for years and years, and he taught the men's Bible class.
Yes, ma'am.
But now, it's just for civic clubs. He was a Mason, and he was the mayor of this. We had a town here up until after he married, died, and he was the mayor here of town of Weathersville. And he was the chairman of the local lodge of the Brotherhood of Railroad Trainmen. They called him the local chairman, you know.
I see.
That's what caused him to have so much traveling. A lot of traveling he done was on the strength of that. I always went along just to be in the crowd. Now, as long as my children was home, I didn't go. What traveling and getting around like that I've done was since they got up big enough and got out on their own. But the youngest one is 55 now and the other one's 61, so you see, if I had pretty good spell, several years I could go
right
when I got ready.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
Before I got disabled to go.
Could you tell me a little bit about